Hi guys, it's Holly here. So I wanted to do this post on what if you are surrounded by negative people? What if your family don't get what you're doing? Your partner doesn't get what you're doing? Your friends don't get what you're doing? What if? What are you going to do if you are surrounded by negativity? How on earth do you build a business surrounded by so much negativity? Well, first of all, it's rubbish. It's really rubbish. You really wish that it was made easier by those around you. And when you start something new, whether that be a business or, you know, some new adventure, you go to a college course, a uni course, you, whatever it is, you want to move to a different part of the world, you start, you know, in my business, particularly working as somebody self-employed in the network marketing industry, that can be really daunting. When you suddenly realize that everyone around you isn't super supportive, and actually quite the opposite. Sometimes those around you are extremely negative and make it very difficult for you to do the things that you want to do. First of all, you've got to know that most of the time the negativity is coming from a place of love and care, which is weird, but it's true that often they reject what you're doing because they're worried that you're going to fail. Often that worry isn't even coming from you. It's coming from the fact that they think that if they did it, they might fail. And they worry that you're going to get hurt. They worry that you're not doing the right things and they don't want to stand by and see that happen. So the most important thing for you to do is to do the right activity and get on with it. Whatever it is that you're doing, don't dilly-dally about it. Don't dither, don't be indecisive. Just get on with it. Because the quicker that you do that, actually the quicker their minds will change. Yes, there's always going to be the odd ones that no matter how successful you are, how good a decision it is, will still be the negative person and will still make it, as you know, have a sour taste in their mouths. But actually, those guys are really few and far between. Most people have an objection to what you're doing because they want to make sure you're okay. And that's it. So look at it from that point of view and thank them and say, look, I really value your concern, but let me get on with it. Let me show you. And, you know, the thing is, often when they see the success, they'll end up wanting to be part of it anyway. But in the short term, to make your life easier, because often those negative people, goodness me, they shout loud and, you know, they make their voice heard and they make it very, very hard for you to push through their opinions. First of all, make sure that if it's coming from family or partners, somebody really close to you, that you do give them your time, that they don't feel like this new adventure that you're on is taking you away from them. That's important. Also, make sure that you are super organized. And whatever you're doing, you get it done and then you continue with that person and, you know, you give them that time and that, and they get to see that you're working effectively. Don't change. Don't be somebody that they don't recognize, you know. Don't attack them for not understanding the things that you're learning. Share things with them. Try and get them involved. Not everybody is going to be really cool with that. Some people will just, you know, they will be standoffish regardless. But include them. You know, if there's something you can show them, get them involved. Invite them along to events or things that to do with your business or to do with whatever you're doing, your student life, whatever it is, you know, introduce them to your new friends that you're making. And yes, again, some of those people will, you know, they'll still not want to be part of that. And that's okay. As long as they know that you invited, you offered, you continue to offer, and it wasn't some kind of secret society that they couldn't be part of, that the door was always open for them. And then lastly, I would say that you have to make sure that your mindset is in the right place to be able to deal with the fact that not everybody is going to be on your side. Not everybody is going to get what you're doing. And sometimes people just aren't very nice. And that's it. And you need to let it go. And that can be hard. That isn't something that we really have to face. Not everybody has to face that. Only the brave people that take risks, that go on new adventures, that try new things, only those people actually have to face that. Those that want to hide away and stay right in the center of their comfort zone, hey, do you know what? They'll never have to face any negativity. Downside to being like that, though, is that you'll also never have an amazing life. You'll be very, very safe. So if you're listening to this and you've started something really exciting, then well done you. Congratulations on being amazing. And know that if there is people that you're surrounded by that are negative, maybe they're people from a past life when you too were negative, maybe it's time to let them go and move on from being that person. Because you're only going to fly when you surround yourself with positivity and motivation. So well done, and be brave. And those negative people, you might just have to mute them down, turn down their volume, smile, and absolutely show them that you will be successful in this decision that you have made. Good luck, and I look forward to hearing lots and lots about all your amazing journeys. If you'd like to know about my journey and my business and how you can get involved and work alongside me, then just drop me an email, reach me at hollymatthews.net, or you can catch me across all social media. Catch me on Facebook, Holly Matthews Success Coach, Twitter, Holly Matthews, Periscope, Holly Matthews, Instagram, Holly Matthews 84. Come and say hi, and I would love to send you something to have a quick look at.